Okay, so I was thinking about fear again in a couple of instances today, and how much we need correct discernment, you know, kind of a clear understanding of a situation so that we can decide what is dangerous and what is not dangerous, and then prepare and act accordingly. So I was thinking of it when I was walking over here, and I was seeing the turkeys, because yesterday I had some extra rice, and I wanted to give the rice to the turkeys, and they were afraid of me and ran the other way. So I was thinking that's an example of somebody's trying to help you, but you become afraid of them. Why? Because you haven't correctly understood the situation and what was going on. So there's all kinds of undue fear there, and you miss out on some rice. And we may miss out on a lot more important things than rice because we don't understand situations correctly. Then I was also thinking of another case of fear, about going up on the roof and clearing the snow off, because I was watching some of our dear residents do that, and I think we should all really express our gratitude to them for shoveling the snow off the roofs and getting on those places. And I wasn't volunteering to do that because I had some fear. And I think in my case, maybe there was some justification to the fear. First of all, because I don't have a great sense of balance. Second of all, because I'm a klutz. And so I don't think it would be a good idea for me to go on the roof. So I think that fear might have some wisdom in it, like merging on the highway, you know. Now, of course, if somebody were to shove me up on the roof where I had no choice but to get the ice down, then at that point, then to stay in the fear, even if the fear was reasonable, a reasonable fear to not get up to start with, once you're in that situation, then you have to drop the fear and do the best you can. Okay. But don't try and get me up there, please.
What?
You're not allowed.
I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed on any
But, you know, but if that were the situation and you're in a fearful situation, then you have no idea, no choice if you want to act in a way that to benefit yourself, but to drop the fear, because at that point to hold on to the fear is of absolutely no use. Okay?